Jewish audio on Kabad.org.
Rabbi Beryl Bell resides in Montreal, Canada. He is a member of the Rabbinical Court of Montreal, author and director of teacher training for the Jewish Learning Institute, and lectures extensively on Jewish topics.
Parshas Beshalach describes the final exodus of the Jews from the land of Egypt, including the splitting of the sea and the song the Jews sang when they went through the sea. Many miracles are also described in association with the splitting of the sea, including an instantaneous growth of trees, fruit-bearing trees, from the floor of the sea. The Jewish children picked these fruits and gave them to the birds, who cooperated and joined the Jewish people in the singing of praises to God, as the Medrash tells us that the birds sang and danced together with the Jewish people at the time of the splitting of the sea. The Maharal Prague used to commemorate this miracle on the Shabbos Shira, when this portion of the Torah is read, by gathering all the small school children and their teachers and their parents in the courtyard of the shul, and he would have the teachers explain to the children the miracle that happened, and explained how the birds joined in the singing and dancing which went through the sea. And the children would then feed kasha, food, to the birds. And after this entire process, he would bless the children and their parents that they should see true Yiddish and nachas from their children and raise them to teira chupam meisim tevim, to a good wedding and good deeds for their entire lives. From the Medrash, we see that another amazing event transpired at the splitting of the sea, the immediate growth of fruits. Chassidic philosophy digs even deeper and shows how this growth of fruits was associated with the whole idea of the splitting of the sea, and it is an important lesson for the service of a Jew in his daily life to serving God. Chassidic philosophy explains the idea of the splitting of the sea as being a revelation of something which was previously concealed. The idea of the sea, the ocean, a body of water, is concealment. As when we have a body of water, everything within the water is concealed. We don't see the fish in the water, any of the underwater plants, and so on. Everything there is concealed. On the land, by contrast, everything is revealed. Whatever grows and whatever animals are going around are open for everyone to see. It is an idea of revelation. In a broader sense, the world at large is also a concealment, as the Hebrew word for world is olam, which has its source the word helem, or concealment, because the entire world is a concealment of ungodliness, a concealment of God's presence, that the world indicates itself at first glance to be an independent existence, which can exist without coming on to God's continual life force in order to keep it in existence and to keep it functioning. In this way, it is also a concealment on godliness. What we see is concealment. The idea of the splitting of the sea, as the Torah tells us, that the sea was reversed to dry land, that just as the sea represents the idea of concealment, and the dry land the idea of revelation, so too, the splitting of the sea represented a revelation of that godliness which was previously concealed. That godliness was concealed in the world, which is represented by the idea of sea, and then it was revealed when it was split, and the dry land revealed, the dry land indicating the idea of revelation. On a deeper level, this represents the entire service of a Jew in the world. As Rashi explains at the beginning of the entire Torah, that the world was created for two things called reishis, two beginnings, that before the world was created, that God wanted the Jewish people and he wanted the Torah. And therefore the determining force, the driving force behind the whole creation of the world to begin with, was the Jewish people. And the Jewish people thereby can determine what happens in the world. And since every Jew has within a spark of godliness, a neshama, a soul which is concealed, our service, our avoda, is to try to reveal this source, to reveal this godliness, this soul within us, to bring it out from the state of concealment to the state of revelation, to take away this which covers over our soul, the seed, so to speak, which is covering over the soul, and bring the soul out to a level of revelation where it can have its open effects felt. This same concept is represented by the growing of fruit, the immediate growth of fruit in the sea. Now, where does fruit come from? It comes from a seed. When it is in us, the fruit comes from the tree comes from a seed, and in the seed, the entire tree is contained in a sort of potential state. The entire tree and the fruit which will later be borne by this tree are all present in the seed in a state of potential. It just takes an amount of time to bring it out later into revelation. But everything came from the seed. It was at the splitting of the seed that the Jews revealed the inner part of their soul. The most inner concealed part of the neshama was brought out into revelation. In correspondence to that, the sea was reversed to dry land. The concealment was changed to revelation. And so too, the growth, the immediate growth of the fruit was the same outgrowth of this trend, a representation of the revelation of godliness which took place within the Jewish people and correspondingly in the entire world. And this is the idea of Pnimiya Satera, Chassidic philosophy, to reveal the innermost strength of the soul and the innermost godliness of the world and bring it out to the state of revelation, revealing godliness in the entire world.